Hello, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am Yolanda McTeer, your host and creator. Today is Sunday, October 4th, 2020. My episode today is just going to be an open discussion. An open discussion about many different things that is going on in the world today. First and foremost, my prayers consistently stay uplifted to all those who are enduring job layoffs, can't get a new job, have not been called back to their job, have went back to work and unfortunately the business has closed, having struggles receiving their unemployment, facing divorce, their kids are hungry, cars and trucks being repossessed. They don't know if they'll make it through this. They're contemplating suicide. They're mentally stressed out. Their immune system has become weak. They're starting to get sick. In fear, if they go to the doctor, they'll be told they have COVID-19. And really, they're just suffering from a low immune system, cold, congestion. The coronavirus is still contractible for those who have lost family members to this horrible beast virus. Those who have family members that are in the hospital still battling this virus. Those who have recently contracted this virus and their body is not healing as quickly as they thought they should. Those who have healed from coronavirus and they're still experiencing some complications. I consistently lift up my hands in prayer every day for this world, because outside of those who are doing okay, there are millions who are not okay. They don't have anybody to turn to. They really don't know God. They're in fear. They have continual anxiety. They don't see a recovery. They don't see brighter days. I cover you today and every day in prayer. And if you do not believe in God, I ask that you allow yourself to accept Him into your life. Begin to pray. Lay it at the altar. Trust God to work it out. I'm a living testimony. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Yes, I have been there. I have been at rock bottom, and I capitalize rock bottom. Have lost it all. But oh my Lord God, because I held on and trust only in Him, pressing forward, not throwing in the towel, He presented to me, which is true. God's word is true. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. God will do it his way. When you begin to pray and ask God to help you, don't worry about how it's going to get done. Just continue to take the actions to press forward, to fight for your recovery. Well, many say, well, what are you saying? Fight for my recovery. I have nothing to fight for. They took everything. Okay. So now what you're doing, if they took everything, if you have the means to do what you need to do, example, if they repossessed your car or truck, you have neighbors who say, do you need a ride to the store? Put your pride down, lay it down, accept the ride to the store. If someone gives you something out of the kindness of their heart, lay your pride down, accept it. If there is public transportation near you, take it. There's no shame. This is a temporary setback for you to make a major comeback. And by doing that, in your humbleness and not worried about what people say, because people are going to talk regardless. This is when God sees that you trust Him. And oh, I'm telling you, The way he's going to bless you is going to blow your mind. Blow your mind. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody. If you get put out of your house, you get evicted. That's another thing millions are facing. Here where I am in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted the no eviction moratorium. Millions in due process, in due time, which is steady growing, are facing eviction. It's not because they don't want to pay. They don't have the money to pay. So this is something that's going to put many people in shock. Many of those people about to be evicted have children. They have older family members who have disabilities. They have family members of younger age that have disabilities. They have pets. They have all their belongings in their home. This is a test of your faith. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis, true enough, lifted the moratorium. But the CDC has a moratorium also in effect. Due to the coronavirus, there were to be no evictions through December 31st, 2020. Our leader, Mr. Trump, said he signed an executive order. No evictions can take place until after December 31st, 2020. So this is why it's so important. You have to trust God, because as you can see, man thinks that they run this earth. Nobody runs this earth. God is the king of the world. Yes, Trump is in a position as man-made government position, but God rules this earth. And we're seeing that every day. And God is allowing and wanting those who don't believe in him and who do not know him to see this. Look around you. Nobody can stop this virus. Nobody can stop the ongoing fires in California. Nobody can stop the evictions because man is hungry for money. They have no consideration to families. Everybody's got a whining issue when it comes to a landlord. They got every whining issue in the world, from the millionaire landlords to the not so wealthy landlords. Everybody crying and whining. But here's my thing. Once you put all these families out, who's going to rent from you? So you're going to still have the same problem. You're going to have an empty building with no tenants. And for those of you running specials, yes, you will acquire those tenants. But then after the special is over, you still won't get no more money, because if they haven't gotten a new job, they haven't acquired their unemployment, they can't pay you. So you've got a temporary fix to a long-term situation that only God can intervene and help this world. This crisis here, which is an all-time crisis that many are in shock because your power cord supply has been pulled. What you depended on, God snatched it. You depended on man, which is man-made, the jobs. You depended on the president. He, as you can see, if it ain't about money, honey, one love to you when it comes to him. That's why I said in another podcast, and have continuously said, all you can do for the president is pray for him. Because nobody knows his mindset. As you can see, it shifts, it wavers, it changes. That's not God. His spirit is not intertwined with God. He may have ministers and everything praying with him, but his spirit does not belong to the Heavenly Father. His spirit is self-contained, materialistic, financial gain. Period. So that's why all we can do is pray for him. But you cannot depend on him to help you, make you, and take you through your trials and storms. You can't depend on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to come on board and take you and make you and help you and carry you through your storms. Whoever wins this election, the status of this world is in such a disarray. It's not going to turn around in 30 days, 60 days. This may go on for another year or a couple of years. Who knows? So this is why it's important. God is giving warning before destruction. Turn from your evil ways and trust me and stop trusting in man. Man has no control. God does. God can overrule anything. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low, no places he can't go, no habit he can't break, no circumstances he can't change, and no blessing he can't give to you. And this is why it is so important. Many people have become addicted, and I do mean addicted, like a drug. You're addicted to social media. You sit every day, countless hours of the day, glued, locked, and mindset planted in social media. You want to be everybody else but yourself. And I'm going to reiterate this point, and I said it in another podcast. Everybody on this earth is not going to be rich. Everybody on this earth is not going to be a celebrity. Everybody on this earth is not going to be a rapper. Everybody on this earth is not going to be a Hollywood hairstylist. Everybody on this earth is not going to make over 100 or 200K a year in their jobs. We are all here for a purpose. And whatever that purpose is, it is to fulfill the greatness and love to absorb within your soul and spirit to acknowledge that you are worthy. And to enjoy your time here. Because as you can see in 2020, life, which has always been that way. Death has always happened because God said it in his word. I give you life and then there will be death. But in 2020, there's been such a high elevation of snatching of lives. It has blown people away. It's just confirmation. God is reconfirming in his word. I gave you life, then there will be death. So now is the time that you need to gather yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, respect yourself, and handle yourself accordingly. Because you don't know if today, tomorrow, next week, next month will be your last breath that you take here on earth. And once you take that last breath, it's up to God to bring you back. You can't bring you back. Donald Trump can't bring you back. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't bring you back. Mike Pence can't bring you back. Social media can't bring you back. This is the big factor that a lot of people are missing. Who gave you life? Who gave you life? Who planted your body inside your mother's womb to get here? God did. Nobody else. So for God to give you life, he is the ultimate power and king that you have to understand will continuously rule this earth. Yes, there's going to be evil. Good and evil has been a battle, even in the Bible. Evil has to balance out the good so God can remain victorious. Because I've never seen a battle yet for those who served God, they lost. And I mean wholeheartedly serve God. You can't go to God on Monday and you don't know him and say, oh, well, you know what? I'm checking in with you. I need a miracle. It don't work that way. That's why many of you are frustrated, aggravated, and you're eliminated from his kingdom. Because you have to make that final choice. Will I accept you, Lord? Will I love you? Will I praise you? Will I keep you first? And will I continuously diligently press through in my storms, trusting you? Will I, when I come across people, not be embarrassed to talk about you and tell them the goodness of your kingdom? All these are factors that God weighs in on, and that's why he blesses his believers beyond people's imagination. People are so comfortable and glitchy in that if someone says they're living for God and they're blessed, that they instantaneously go to the negative. Oh, God didn't do that. Oh, they got somebody helping them. Oh, they doing something extra. Or they immediately want to go back to your past. It's always something negative because they don't have the deposit of God in them. Your tongue can lie. But your heart and soul, God knows. He created it. His spirit knows you. The spirit knows the spirit by the spirit. So when someone is sold out for God and God blesses them, they don't have to explain that to you, because that's what it means to keep him first, praise him, love him, and acknowledge him. God said, we have not because we ask not. There's nothing you can't go to God and talk about. Nothing. It's all in his timing, how he decides to give it to you. And God's timing is rather slow than our fleshly time here on earth, because a day to God is 1,000 years. So you might pray for something at 28 and God might not give it to you until 48. And the reason why he doesn't give it to you right away, because he has to prepare you, strip you, mold you, carry you, and take you through tests and trials to prepare you. So when you do receive what you asked of him, you are still humble, you appreciate it, and God gets the victory. This is why oftentimes when humans give you blessings, it's short-lived, because humans, many of them, are very selfish. They want to take the credit for everything because they're not giving it to you from their heart. They're giving it to you to control you, manipulate you, use you, and then defraud you. But when God gives it to you, it's your harvest season. God is not a taker when he blesses you. He blesses you because he sees he can trust you. He knows that you truly love him. He knows that in the midst of it all, you won't get so high and mighty that you give people your ass to kiss. Yeah. My mouth gets a little, crunchy sometimes. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. But God knows my heart and spirit. It is what it is. So nevertheless, just like God's word says in 1 Corinthians, my King James version, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a woman / man, meaning when I became a woman, I'm a woman, but the Bible says when I became a man, so for men, that's for you, I put away childish things. It's called growth. Many of you today, these young teenagers, younger generation that are living their lives, many of you, such as myself, 51, 41, 61, 71, leave that alone. Things that they're doing and some things that they participate in and how they're dressing, you have surpassed that. That's not your level no more. Let them enjoy their time, because you know when you were their age in your 20s, your teens, excuse me, in your 20s and going into your early 30s, you did a lot of similar things. But this is what maturity is. You outgrow that. You move past that. You don't have to go back over your past, because your future is what is in front of you. And that's why many of you are missing your blessings, because you're steady trying to go backwards, and God's word doesn't go backwards. It goes forward. Time moves forward. It doesn't move backwards. And also, protect your energy. Never respond to shade coming from trees that bear no fruit. That's on my Instagram page right now. That's a repost from Can't Be Still's Instagram page. When I saw that, that stuck out because that's so truthful. Many of you are wasting your precious breath God has given you entertaining people. That's the meaning of that affirmation. Entertaining people that have no fruit. They're not giving anything to you. They're not encouraging you. They're not empowering you. They don't know God. They ain't trying to have nothing. Their energy strictly comes from low vibration. They're a low vibrational person. They're angry with themselves. They're upset because God has blessed you and they don't know God and they're steady going backwards. So why are you entertaining and giving these people with no fruit your energy? As I've always said, people are going to talk regardless. If you filthy rich like Floyd Mayweather, they dog Floyd out. If you're dead broke like the homeless, they dog you out. So where does it say nobody's going to talk about you? Who cares? They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. How God chooses to bless you when you accept him and keep him first. They can't change God. They ain't got no power with God. Some things, honey, you have to just ignore and laugh to yourself and say, Lord, help their ignorance. They know not what they do. And move forward. I know that tough times don't last, but tough people do. The strong will survive. You will get through this. You will get through this season. This is a season, just like Ecclesiastes 3 says in God's word. Once again, it's a time for everything. A time for laughter, a time to cry. This is a season. And the strong who keep God first, accept God, if you're not a believer, begin to acknowledge him and pray to him, you will survive. I guarantee you. I hope you've been blessed. You know I don't talk long. But if I just reach a few people, which I know I have, and thank you all so much for messaging me and letting me know that it was an inspiration to you, I've done what God has asked me to do. Be a messenger for his kingdom. Reminding people, trust him. Don't deny your faith. Ignore people who try and chastise you, belittle you, laugh at you, and take away from you your faith in God. Because they are not winners, but you are. You're victorious in the kingdom of God. I hope you've been blessed for this episode here at Empowerment for All. Do follow me on social media, Instagram at Sassy Elite Me, SassyElitemE, Twitter at Y McTeer, capital Y, capital M, lowercase c as in Charlie, capital T as in Tango, IER. I'm on Facebook, but I really don't do Facebook at all. But I stop by every now and then. Facebook, Yolanda McTeer. Until the next time here in Empowerment for All, be blessed, stay focused, and keep God first. Bye now.